So this is the summary of this. So we found that full matrices have a few important examples. They're not terribly common. I forgot to mention for computational electromagnetics, people are replacing the full matrix algorithm by much faster methods, because they need to actually, the problem is that the 50,000, the number 50,000 of expansion functions is actually not sufficient to get an accurate answer for a complex vehicle or aircraft, and you need actually to go to much larger matrices if you use the method of the moments, and that becomes rapidly infeasible given a solution method that goes like n cubed. So people have designed actually much better algorithms recently using the so-called fast multiple methods, and I believe those will replace the method of moments in computational electromagnetics. But still, I believe it's extensively used in the real world today, and technically pretty important. So, now in chemistry, full matrix eigenvalues are very important. Multiplication is seen somewhat, and equation solving is seen somewhat. So when we study full matrices, we're doing something which is actually, in terms of practical computational science, of secondary importance to solving sparse matrices. Although it's of non-trivial importance, namely, it's something that's important and has several applications. They're just not nearly as pervasively important as sparse matrices. And matrix multiplication, which I think is actually getting used less than it used to be, is actually a very rarely used algorithm. There are very few cases where you want to do full matrices where those matrices and multiply them where those matrices are big. You often multiply small matrices as part of subproblems, a few 5x5 matrices or something like that. But to multiply 10,000 by 10,000 matrices together and use parallel algorithms to need parallel algorithms to do that is a relatively uncommon need.